WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. You know that feeling when you've totally messed up, like tripped over your own feet in public or accidentally sent a scorching hot email to the wrong person? Yeah, we've all been there. But what happens next? Do you beat yourself up, spiral into negativity, and replay every awkward detail in your head on repeat? Or do you give yourself a little break, a dash of understanding, and remember that, hey, everyone makes mistakes? Today, my loves, we're diving deep into the incredible power of self-compassion and kindness. It's not about being a pushover or letting things slide. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer your dearest friend. Because let's face it, life can be tough. We juggle a million things, careers, relationships, personal goals, and sometimes we just need to remember that we're human, not superheroes. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want you to really picture this. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. They spilled coffee all over their new white shirt, missed an important deadline, or maybe even had a fight with someone they love. What do you say? Do you tear them down, point out every flaw, and make them feel worse? Or do you offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and words of encouragement? Exactly. You treat them with kindness, understanding, and empathy. So why wouldn't we extend that same love and compassion to ourselves? Here are five key takeaways that I want you to hold on to. 1. Self-criticism is the enemy. Ever notice how we're so quick to judge ourselves harshly, but we wouldn't dream of speaking to a friend like that? It's time to ditch those negative inner voices and replace them with kind, encouraging ones. Instead of, ugh, I messed up again, try okay, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. 2. Practice mindfulness. When you find yourself spiraling into self-doubt or negativity, take a deep breath, pause, and observe your thoughts without judgment. Acknowledge the feelings, but don't let them control you. You are in charge of your own mind, remember? 3. Be kind to your body. Just like we nourish our bodies with healthy food and exercise, we need to treat them with respect and kindness. Avoid harsh self-criticism about your appearance and focus on what your body can do, run, dance, hug, create. 4. Celebrate small victories. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your achievements, no matter how small they seem. Did you finish that work project? Ace a presentation? Make it through a tough workout? Give yourself a high five and celebrate those wins. They add up over time. 5. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your passions, even a beautiful sunrise. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the abundance around you. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been working tirelessly on her latest masterpiece. She puts her heart and soul into it, pouring every ounce of creativity and passion into each brushstroke. But when she steps back to admire her work, she's flooded with self-doubt. It's not good enough, she whispers to herself. The colors are off, the composition is weak, and I'll never be a truly great artist. She starts criticizing every detail, replaying all the times she felt inadequate in the past. This negativity spirals, making it harder for Sarah to even pick up her brushes again. Sound familiar? We've all been there, stuck in that loop of self-criticism and negativity. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those doubts consume her, Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself that creating art is a journey, not a race, and celebrates the courage it took to put her heart on canvas. She acknowledges that every masterpiece started as a messy first draft. She focuses on the joy she finds in the process and remembers why she fell in love with art in the first place. Self-compassion allows Sarah to keep going even when things get tough. It empowers her to learn from her mistakes, embrace imperfections, and keep creating with passion and purpose. So, my loves, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It fuels our resilience, nourishes our creativity, and allows us to show up as our best selves every single day, ready to embrace your inner badass. Take that first step towards kinder self-talk, celebrate those small wins, and remember you are worthy of love, compassion, and all the good things life has to offer. Share your thoughts on this episode with me on social media using #FeminineReset. Let's continue this conversation and inspire each other to shine brightly. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep rocking your beautiful world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.